People you can't stand. They're those difficult people who don't do what you want them to do, or do what you don't want them to do, and you don't know what to do about them. Well, you don't have to be their victim anymore. While you can't change difficult people, you can communicate with them in such a way that they change themselves. It's a matter of knowing how to get through to them when they're behaving badly.
This audiobook will help you identify and assemble elements of effective communication. In that sense, communication with a problem person is similar to making a phone call. You have to dial all the numbers in the correct order if you want to get through. Leave out just one digit, only 10% of the whole number, including the area code, your call does not get through. Dial the area code as an afterthought. Your call gets through to the wrong party. Yet it is possible to learn the number, to dial it correctly, and completely transform your interactions with the people you can't stand.
Unfortunately, there will always be a few difficult people who, no matter what you do, refuse to answer the phone and take your call. In those rare instances, you can switch metaphors and think of dealing with people you can't stand as a trip to the communication gym. Difficult people will help you work out your communication muscles and develop your communication stamina. In turn, this may be the very strength that you'll need at some later time and place to preserve a more valuable relationship. We will direct your attention to 5 key areas for solving your people problems.
1. First, we'll examine the forces that compel people to be difficult in such a variety of ways. Where one person starts yelling, another shuts down and says nothing, while yet another starts sniping. These fascinating differences are indicators of differing behavioral intentions that have been thwarted. Once you understand these differences, you'll be less inclined to take difficult behavior personally.
2. Then we'll examine essential communication skills that turn conflict into cooperation, emotion into reason, and hidden agendas into honest dialogue. The good news is that you use these essential skills already in your dealings with the people that you get along with. The bad news is that when dealing with problem people, the failure to use these skills is a big part of the problem. So, we're going to make the process of communication explicit so you can begin to use these skills when you most need them, with people at their worst.
3. Next, we'll focus on the specific strategies for dealing with the 10 most difficult behaviors of the people you can't stand. You'll learn exactly what you can do to get people to stop whining, attacking, blowing up, and breaking promises.
4. Increasingly, we define our relationships with others using phone and email. We'll help you make the most out of these tools to avoid conflict and build cooperation.
5. Toward the end of this audiobook, we'll even address the subject of what to do when you can't stand yourself. By that time, you'll probably have recognized yourself in some descriptions of problem people. But that chapter will help you identify and alter your own difficult behavior, because the less difficult you are, the fewer number of difficult people you'll have to deal with.
Allow us to introduce ourselves and tell you how we came to create this audiobook. We're Rick
and Rick,
best friends, business partners, and naturopathic physicians. Although our profession was born in the USA 100 years ago, you may have never heard of it until now. To learn more about naturopathic medicine, visit naturopathic.org. We became friends while med students, but our friendship blossomed when a physician and surgeon from an area hospital became our mentor. With his guidance and encouragement, we studied health from an attitudinal point of view. We hoped to determine the principles of mental and emotional health, and to find out how these principles might be used to prevent or heal physical illness. Time and again, we found that when people clarify their values, update their concepts, learn effective communication and relaxation skills, set and then work to fulfill their goals, they feel better. And as their mental and emotional health improves, many of their specific physical symptoms disappear. Since the word physician means teacher, we began sharing these ideas through seminars and workshops.
In 1982, a mental health organization asked us to create a program on how to deal with difficult people. That marked the official beginning of the research project that culminated in this audiobook, and in the process, changed the way we define what we do. We now view all our work as a kind of continuing education in people. For over 3 decades, we've been learning about people's hopes and fears, how people build their lives or destroy them, how people communicate, what makes people difficult, and how best to deal with people at their worst. We've created this audiobook to pass that information along to you. We've presented these ideas to enthusiastic responses in seminars, recordings, and in print to over 1 million people around the world. It is our hope and belief that the ideas contained in this audiobook will make a meaningful and lasting difference in the quality of your life.